Well, I suppose for a start, we're glad to be asked to be one of the positive ageing towns. And we've a calendar of events, which we start on the 26th, and we have an opening at the town centre, and we're hoping to have the mayor and the local radio give out the flyers for the week. And we are going to give out daffodils and a little bit of compost and daffodils to make a nice spring for 2009, Drogheda.
And what is it that you're trying to highlight?
We're trying to highlight that there's plenty there for older people, you know, lots of activities, and there's so many of us that are out walking all the time, but there's a lot of people at home and they're lonely and, you know, may not join in these things. And just to get them out and get them involved and show them there is life after 50 and 60 and 70.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm sure there is, but what is it, I suppose, that that image maybe that we have of sort of people who are older and lonely, you know, it's a very negative image.
It's very negative, and people, well, I suppose years ago people were grannies at 50, you know. I'm a granny, but I don't hope I'm a granny, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I know. In
the sense of being out and being active and involved in the community.
Yeah.
And older people have so much to offer, you know, experience, and they have lots to offer.
Yeah, and what events will you be running? I mean, you're handing out the daffodils, but will there be activities going on?
We have activities the whole week. We have a dance, we have a walk, which is for World Heart Day. Grandparents' Day, National Grandparents' Day, falls on Sunday, the 28th, so we have a tea dance and we have some prizes for grandparents. We have a heart walk on Monday. We have health checks in a few of the chemists in town, free health checks that people can come in, and we have swimming.
Mm.
We have line dancing, you know, a beginner's class.
So
we have water aerobics.
Yeah.
We have bowling. We have a tour of the gallery. And very important, we have the drugs, corporate tickets to Drogheda United versus Galway, which is Galway's also another positive ageing town. They very kindly give us 20 tickets to raffle or whatever we want to do with them.
Yeah, well, that's fantastic. So you really have a very busy schedule.
We have indeed. We have a trip to Dáil Éireann on the 3rd as well.
Yeah.
So we have lots and lots of things. So we'd just like to get the people, you know, who find it hard enough to come out to go to things.
Yeah.
And get involved.
And what are the issues that are facing older people?
Well, I suppose I'd say loneliness would be the main thing. Maybe fear in their own homes, but loneliness certainly, being widowed or separated or just left on their own. And that's my belief now. And I suppose they've just gotten the habit of not going out.
Mm.
And, you know, they just got into a rut and that's it. You know, but like to say, there is plenty there.
Mm.
Lots of things there.
So you'll be bringing lots of people out line dancing and encouraging everybody to go playing water polo and go for walks and all of that.
Yes. I said our group, actually, most of our group are between 70 and 80.
Really?
And there's no stopping them.
Yeah.
You know, they are active and walk everywhere and they'll try anything. We went for a walk in the snow to raise money for television for the hospital and they all turned up.
Brilliant.
And snowing and all didn't stop them.
Yeah. That's fantastic.
They're great.
You know, great people. I sometimes think, you know, that the older generation are more active. You know,
oh, they are.
They've grown up maybe with more activity.
Yes. They've grown up walking. You know, they don't take cars anywhere or they walk everywhere.
Yeah.
You know, my aunt would be 80 now after Christmas and she's just the best. She's super.
Yeah. Brilliant.
So.
She's an inspiration.
Yes, she is. She's an. They're all an inspiration.
Yeah.
They are brilliant. Yeah.
And what is the secret to sort of positive ageing and being active and staying active?
I think having fun, you know, and coming out and exercising and eat as healthily as possible and just keep on the move and keep interested in what's going on around you, young people and grandchildren and older people, and keep just interested in the community.
Yeah, and have you got a good response from the community?
We have indeed, and we've a great response from, say, the library around town, the Wheelchair Association, the Senior Citizens Interest Group, the Volunteer, which is Volunteer Day as well, on the 26th. We've lots of help from everybody, even the Drogheda Youth Reach and the Youth Society. They're all coming on board as well.
Fantastic. So it sounds like you're going to have a wonderful day.
I hope a wonderful week, please God, hopefully.